Welcome to Baby Boomers Live, the show about all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. All things hot and all things not. News, reviews, interviews, chat, sex, and what's next. And here are your hosts, Risa Gray from Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy Dad, Jim Zuli.
Good morning, Risa.
Good morning. I stepped away from the mic and almost missed you there.
Good Lord. Well, I'll tell you, I'm still pleased with the weather out here, and I told you this before. No matter when it is, and no matter how many years I've lived out here, I still so appreciate walking outside to this kind of weather. I mean, it is amazing. I think we're lucky. Were you originally from California, Reith? I forgot. Or did you come in?
I was born here, so I don't know anything else. I've never
lived
anywhere else. I've never been away from Los Angeles for more than 2.5 months at a time.
But you've been to areas, you know, like, have you ever been back to the Midwest when it was cold?
No. Why would I do that? I can go during the spring. No,
actually,
I've gone in search of snow and missed it. I had to go all the way to Canada to actually see snow one time. But no, I choose my times to visit places where when the weather is at worst, summer.
Right place at the right time.
But I don't go places when I know it's cold.
Yeah, well, you know, down in Florida, you know, when I went to check out some properties down there a long time ago, they had what's called the snowbirds. And, you know, the weather got cold in the Midwest, and they'd all be down in Florida, and then they'd go back
right
up. But now they're planning on staying. So it's, I think it was a good decision on your part. So you have all that planned. You should make out a chart, best places to live, and when it's okay to go to these certain areas. You know?
Oh, well, I don't go during any type of, anything that they call a season. I don't do tornado
season,
hurricane season, winter, you know, just go when it's a good time to go, when the weather's good.
So exciting weekend for you, or what's going on? I mean, so far, every weekend there has been some kind of event. We went to an entertainer. Her name is Viva. We went to her performance, amazing. And you had, did you have something going on this month, or was this a kickback weekend for you?
No, I had a nice, relaxing weekend this weekend, so...
That's
but
rare.
It is time for our hot topics, so we can
hot
talk about
time.
Them.
Okay. Okay, our hot topic. You want me to go first, Reed?
Ripped from the headlines. Today's hot topic.
Well, I'll go first because I'm just going to talk about our new princess. Of course, it's not really our new princess. She is a British royal. But everybody's always excited, even in America, when we get a new royal and we have a new princess. That's right. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge have named their new daughter, and her name is Charlotte Elizabeth Diana.
Sure.
Now, that's a name. You think that's enough name? Charlotte Elizabeth Diana. So
that's a long one.
She'll be fourth in line to the throne. And she will be known as Her Royal Highness Princess Charlotte of Cambridge. And she was born on Saturday in London's St. Mary Hospital. She weighed 8 pounds, 3 ounces. And she's going to be fourth in line. She gets in line for the throne before Harry does, because it's a succession. We have elections. That's how we get our leadership, but they have a succession of their royalty. So it'll be her grandfather is next in line for the throne. Then her father would be in line after that. Then her brother would be in line. And then comes Charlotte. And then comes Harry. So fortunately or unfortunately, she will probably never be the Queen of England, because we don't want anything to happen to those that are ahead of her. And it'll pass down to her maybe, but she's fourth in line for the throne. And she's the cutest little thing. Her mother came out of the hospital wearing heels to be young again. And, of course, she looks beautiful as always. And Prince Charles always looks handsome. And just want to wish the best to the new royals. And that's my hot topic. What's yours?
Well, that was exciting, Reith, I have to admit. Okay, so anyway, each to their own. But hot topics, okay. I just wanted to touch on a little bit with this. Some of the baby boomers, they get to a point where they want to get rid of their furniture, they want to get some new furniture in their house, or their kids buy a house and they need to furnish it. Well, here's the thing. You can go out to a store and you could find, a halfway decent furniture store, and you could find an end table for, it'd be a couple hundred dollars. This is an affordable store. $200-$300, you can get an end table or maybe a couch for, say, $1,500 to $3,500. And when I say affordable, there are stores where you can get economy furniture, too. But, let's say that you want to get somewhere in there. Well, here's the thing. You have to get rid of your furniture. You can put a Penny Saver ad in. You could have a garage sale. You could take it to Goodwill. Or you could take it to what's called a consignment store. Okay, so what the situation is there, you take your piece of furniture into the store, and they, you put your own price on it, and they say you bring a couch in and you want $1,500. All right, well, they will sell it for $1,500. But the people that go in there, they can put a bid in on it. Say you're not the seller, you want to be a buyer. So you go in and you could put you see a nice piece you like, say $1,500. You say, listen, I'll offer them $1,000. They have to call up the party that has it in the store, and then you can negotiate the price. Well, here's the thing. You can go to some store, and you're really paying top dollar for some of this stuff. I was bringing this up because the other day I was in a consignment store. I saw some really quality furniture, and some of this stuff, you can get a couch, and it could be over $1 million. I mean, there's actually furniture that goes for $1 or $2 million for some piece of furniture. Well, we're not going there. But they do have a lot of end tables and couches that are like $4,000 or $5,000. And you can find some of this stuff in these stores, and it's like brand new. You can get a nice leather chair, for instance, beautiful leather of quality that would sell for, say, $3,500. And it's...
Hey, guys, what's up? My name is Eric Easy Zuli. I'm a host, motivational speaker, and social media networking strategist. CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, powered by WTV Networks. Are you done doing it the hard way? Well, come do it the easy way. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. We offer promotional PR marketing services, media outreaching, social media networking, fundraising. We have 7 different divisions, from TV and film to music to events to fundraising to media to PR to marketing. We're a one-stop shop. Check us out at easywaybroadcasting.com. That's letter E, letter Z. And our Facebook is Easy Way Broadcasting, Easy Way Broadcast on Twitter, and Easy Way Broadcasting on Instagram. Follow the movement, and remember, hashtag Easy Way. If you're a like-minded individual looking to do positive things, check us out. You can also receive our text updates by texting Easy Way, no spaces, that's letter E, letter Z, to 313131 and receive all of our Easy Way updates. And remember, let's all love humans.
Well, there we go. So, Reitha, did you hear that? I mean, you can get a deal. So, now...
I'm a thrift store shopper, so I'm already aware.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Do we have... Now,
is.
I have a special guest that's supposed to be calling in. I don't know if he's on yet. Do we have Jim on?
I'm here.
There he is. Reitha, Jim Holden. Jim, this is Reitha Gray from Betty White's co-star Off the Rocker. and thanks for coming on.
You bet. Ian.
Okay, Reba. Jim is an amazing guy. I met him, and he's just one of these guys that's just cool when you meet him. He looks like a cool guy, and then you start talking to him, he's cooler. Well, he's the founder of an organization called Fish for Life, and when he started telling me about it, I'm thinking, wow, what an idea. And it's just raising so much awareness and excitement in the whole, you know, with helping children with disabilities and so on. Jim, you want to fill us in a little bit?
Sure. This is what Fish for Life is all about. We take children with special needs fishing in grand style, unlike anything you can imagine. It's so cool. And this is how it goes. In fact, there is a first trip of this year. Will be this Saturday in Dana Point, Southern California. This will be the sixth year for Fish for Life.
Wow.
Many trips out of Dana Point, one in Chicago, one in Dallas, one in Lake Louisville, and one in San Diego. But here's the model. First, they're all free. Doesn't cost anyone anything. Kids show up. They check in. Everyone gets T-shirts. It's really cool to have 100 people on the boat all wearing the same shirt. Creates that team spirit. After the kids are all checked in, we use the stern of the boat as a podium. And so this Saturday, for example, we'll have the mayor of Dana Point, the mayor of San Clemente. We'll have some sports guys there. The reason for the speakers isn't necessarily for the kids as much as it is for the parents. You know, they're just angels.
Yeah.
Who are looking after all these variety of conditions. You know, we have down kids aboard, low-functioning autistic kids, cerebral palsy, so on and so forth. But after then, after the speakers, then we have someone say a prayer, specifically the Lord's Prayer. It's why I'm doing this. It's been a calling that's been revealed to me, and I'm humbled beyond the wildest imagination that I've been led to do this. But it's about honoring God by caring for others. So we say a prayer. After the prayer, we have then a volunteer sing the national anthem. And then after that, we roll a red carpet down the gangplank.
Oh,
so cool.
And introduce
the little guys one at a time. You know, they come down, they throw a gauntlet of volunteers, give them high fives, board the boat.
Yeah.
We create teams. After the teams then are all set, we shove off to the theme song of the Pirates of the Caribbean blasting.
Oh, I love it.
Yeah,
that's so cool.
We go over the bait barge, load up on bait. Then when we shove off of that, we have the harbor master line up a fireboat, put on a water show, escorting us out of the harbor. Then once we're out there, we have non-special needs kids aboard. And their role is to then serve appetizers before and after a real nice buffet-style lunch. So it's a life lesson for them to interact with a whole variety of different conditions.
Exactly.
And then we have games. We help, you know, I get pro anglers on board, help these guys, you know, hook up and all. And then on the way back after the day, we'll have the fishing team leaders, I call them. It's 100 people on the boat, 30 special needs kids, 30 chaperones, 15 fishing team leaders, just real loving guys and gals, but good anglers too, and then food servers and then ambassadors, I call it, just people that come along and experience the deal. But then on the way back, we have all the fishing team leaders present a trophy to the kids that
cool.
they spent the day with, you know? Yeah.
Biggest fish, huh?
Not necessarily the biggest fish. It's just a way to get up and acknowledge them. And the fishing team leaders will say something funny they did, something they caught, what have you. But the stories I hear about these trophies are just a riot. You know how
that's cool.
They're on the mantle of the living room, or in their bedrooms.
So proud.
Oh, it's just so cool.
Yeah.
But you know,
so
guys, this is just one way. You know, of providing an activity for these families who, by and large, feel like outcasts of society.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Our motto is we're spreading the love one boat at a time. And that's what it's all about, is loving and caring for these people.
And
well,
that's true because
I'm an angler, so I absolutely think it's a wonderful idea. Any day that you've got a pole in your hand and you're fishing is a good day. And I've actually been out to Dana Point, and it's a wonderful harbor, wonderful boats out there. What kind of fish do you guys catch?
Oh, we don't go out far. We'll just go beyond. We'll usually go north right around the point off the kelp paddies, and we'll bottom fish, and we'll get like calico, bass, sand bass, halibut, mackerel, barracuda, occasionally a yellowtail. That's when the water warms
Ooh.
Up a bit. We've gotten a shark. One guy landed a thresher shark one time, you know. And then we also... We also have fishing game on board, and they provide a little book called The Passport. And what that is an educational tool to show the kids, traits about the different species. And as they catch a particular type of fish, they get to stamp that page, you know, so it's cool.
Yeah. That's so cool. You can really catch anything out there. I used to take Eric out off Embarcadero and Dana Point, and we pulled in little octopus, little sharks. There's a lot of mackerel, but you really can catch anything. Eric caught what was called a whitefish one time, and the one guy that knows the area, he said it's kind of a rare catch, but it's true. It's like you said, a lot of the kids are set aside and forgotten and just overlooked, and this is so exciting for them. To be part of something like this, you know.
You bet. I've had so many comments and concerns for families prior to a trip, you know, because they're thinking, "Ooh, fishing a boat. I don't know if my kid can do this."
Right.
100% of them after it's like, "Yeah, now we know we can do this." And this, the design and model of these trips, it's a safe haven for them, you know, and. The parents they would otherwise not even consider it, especially like, you know, parents with a child in a wheelchair or, you know, a low-functioning autistic kid, and they're concerned about how they'll react on a boat. These trips, anything goes, you know, it's all about just loving them.
That's amazing. And now here, the situation, the child would go on the boat. Now, can they bring one or two parents, or how does that work?
Yeah, to maximize the amount of kids on the boat, because there is limited space, it's one chaperone per child.
One per child, okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, and I'll tell you, Jim, that's a dilemma every trip, because naturally they'd like to bring the whole family, you know. To keep that balance of, you know, excellent care for these kids, you know, and to maximize the amount of kids, you know,
exactly.
It's just a one-to-one.
Now, do you take
can
a,
you
it's,
deal with
how,
people between the ages of 8 and 25?
Yeah.
Yep, that's about the range. You know, and there's always exceptions, but that's what we shoot for. Too young, and the attention span isn't there, you know. Attention span isn't there with a lot of them anyway, but, you know. But too young, it's just, they just don't get it, you know.
Yeah.
And then we try to keep it, you know, in the up to about 25-ish, thereabouts. And we've had exceptions of that, too. I've had some adults. I've had some, 50-plus-year-old, like Down syndrome, you know, adults. The combination of the different conditions, too, what I found is a really cool matchup is when I do have, you know, the right amount on board, I'll match up a Down syndrome child with a low functioning autistic child. And
that's
cool to see. Yeah, so if you're all that familiar with autism, you know, you have to be cautious how you approach those kids.
Right.
Because, you know, they've just not developed socially. So, but yet they sense that purity and innocence and love of the Down kids. And the little Down kids are little hug bugs, you know.
Yeah.
and when a fish comes on board, is it a thrill just to see the excitement of the Down kid and the autistic kid kind of letting them in their circle quicker than they would you or I, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Can you see the expression on their face when you pass the breaker? When you have someone in that's kind of a guest or a vacationer comes out and you're in the harbor, it's so calm. But then when you pass the break, it's a different story. And then you get out in the ocean, and sometimes I see the look on the face.
Jim, this boat is so big, the Dana Pride. It's a 95-footer, the one that we use at Dana Point, you know. And it's so safe. And it's no issues at all. Yeah.
With mine,
and
it's a little
different. You're definitely doing a great work. And so how can people get in touch with you if they want to donate to the cause or even if they want to volunteer?
Oh, you bet. If they want to donate or volunteer, the website is www.fish4life.org. And there they can make a donation online or send a check. The instructions are right on the site. If they want to get involved, just go on and say, hey, I'd like to get on the standby list as a volunteer. Or if they have a special needs child and they'd like to get them on the standby list, you know, that'd be fine. Also, I've proven it. This can be done anywhere. I mean, the end goal for this would be to get it going in harbors all over the place. You know, we've done a trip in Chicago. We've done Navy Pier. We've done them in Dallas, in Lake Louisville, San Diego. So, you know, if anyone is interested in getting, a chapter going in your area, you know, I can go from soup to nuts how to put it together.
Yeah. Well, I'm on board, you know, and I definitely know Embarcadero down there in Dana Point. I had a boat for about 15 years. Didn't use it that much, but, everybody really enjoyed going out and the fishing aspect of it. It's kind of exciting. And, you know, when the tuna run, that's a different story. That's crazy out there when the tuna run.
Well, fishing is a wonderful sport, and it's great that you're taking the time to take the kids out there. If they go to your website, fishforlife.org, they can see a video and get all the information. And, Jim, it's wonderful having you on the show. I wish you the best of luck. Matter of fact, I'm hoping to go fishing this Saturday. I won't be with you, but my heart will be there.
Yeah,
we'll be there.
Where do you live, Rita? Where are you at?
I live in L.A., so I usually go out of Marina Del Rey.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
But I live down by you, so.
Yeah, and anyone that's close, or even L.A., Rita, that's an hour away, you know, if you've got the time.
I've been to Dana Point. It's one of my favorite places to go fishing.
Yeah.
Thanks again, Jim, for being with us, and best of luck.
Okay,
thank you, Jim. We'll be talking to you.
All right. God bless you all.
All right. So was that cool, Rita? I mean, you got to get down here and do some fishing.
Oh, yeah. And it's commercial time. Or maybe it's not commercial time.
So I thought you were going to do an ad lib. Okay.
Well, we'll see what music shows up, and then we'll do whatever it says.
I'll tell you what. I've been watching Eric, and I'll tell you, that's... I could just, this technology thing, and you do the tech thing, what he's created with his Easy Way Broadcasting website is just beyond, and people call up and they just fall over when they see that site, and it's getting faster, which you understand, the getting slow and faster type thing, it's becoming where you click it and you can see it, rather than waiting and all that. And he's just developed so much where, you know, you have the different shows and the app and everything, and you could just, here's the box, click, and there you go. And
Easy Way Broadcasting is coming to hear everything you need to know about entertainment and business. Now, you can see more about Eric Easy Zuli and all his connections through his online TV network, WTV Network. You can watch the latest videos and read the most up-to-date articles. Keep your eyes on WTV Network to see what's coming in the next few weeks. You'll see the newest web series and original talk shows. Follow Eric at Hollywood It Guy to find out what is new and what is happening in the upcoming weeks. For more information on WTV Network, go to www.thewtv.com.
Okay, baby boomers, it's time for Jim's from Jim.
Well, Rita, are you still there?
Yeah.
Well, do you want to do your report
No, because do your gyms. Do your gyms.
Okay, because I didn't want to.
Do your gyms.
Well, I've just been, Rita, I'll tell you. Over the years, and we've seen a lot of people that were, we've gone through a lot of elections. I mean, we've seen so many. And I'm just talking about watching the channels and seeing who's running for office and so on. And, I just wanted to just briefly say, guys, when you're watching a commercial or the presidential elections come up, do your homework, and anyway, that I just wanted to touch on that because I have some conversations with some people and they're saying, oh, I'm going to vote for this person or that person. Well, there's like 30 or 40 people that are cited to be running for office, and do your homework on that. But Rita, before I was mentioning about Eric and working on
these
sites.
Okay, wait, no, you used up your gym now. You can't use up my tech time.
I can't jump around. Wait a minute, I got five different subjects to talk about. Okay, but anyway, Rita, that's just it. Do your homework. And, I'm not going to go over the list.
Okay, wait, Jim. Wait.
Yeah.
Now it's tech time.
It's tech time. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is tech time.
Cell phone, PC, Mac, tablet, iPad. That's right. It's tech time.
Well, we're all used to smartphones, but there's a lot of new smart stuff out there, like the iWatch. Now, I know people were lining up and pre-ordering for the iWatch. Personally, I don't get it. The iWatch is just another way to connect with your phone and just another device. I have enough devices that duplicate themselves between the iPhone and the iPad and the just all the other iProducts that basically duplicate themselves. The iWatch, to me, is just another way to do the same thing. But people are buying them by the thousands. So if that's what you want, go out and get one. They come in different styles. I do kind of like the Mickey Mouse one, but I don't really like wearing a watch. But if you do, go out and get one. But the other device I'd like to talk about today is the smart pen. Now, that's something that's actually been around for a while, but people haven't been really using it. It's a pen that you can write on special paper, and it will actually be able to plug right into your computer and download what you write on the paper into the computer. And they have two types, one that you have to plug in and one that actually is a Wi-Fi pen. That's the latest one. And literally, as soon as you write it, it translates it straight to your computer through Wi-Fi. So if you're in a Wi-Fi environment, it will send it to a website, which will make it land on your computer. Now, this is great for students. It will translate your handwriting into regular type so that it, looks like you did it on a computer. You can archive your notes. It's there permanently. You don't have to worry about saying that, oh, the dog ate my notes, because it'll be instantly translated back to your computer. So while you're looking to these new smart products, you might want to look into this smart pen. It's made by LifeScribe. You can go to the LifeScribe store on the internet, LiveScribe.com. And you can check them out. They've got like three or four different models, different amounts of gigs that you can have of storage. And they actually record, too. So if you're intaking your lecture, you can take your notes, you can record the professor, and then you can go back and tap on the page at that particular point. And you can listen to what the professor was actually saying, which if I had had that in school, I would have done so much better. But at any rate,
that's amazing, this stuff.
It's a smart app world. So,
well, you know, Reeve,
that's my
I've been saying to people, where can we go from here? We have this phone, we have all this stuff. Where can we go from here? And now you bring up, I didn't think of this. Now, the pen. I mean, Eric showed me a card. It was a business card, and on the business card, you flip it and you have a video of your business on the card, sound and everything. So that's a basic. And then now you have a. Now, are you saying that you can actually write out something and it's dictated in the, you know, in your on your line
it,
online? Or?
It will pick up whatever is being said in the room. So if you're in a lecture, it'll pick up what the teacher's saying. If you're having a conversation, it'll record the conversation that's going on. So whatever's actually going on at the time that you're writing, you can push a button and it will actually record it.
So
but
people
at any
today,
rate, just people that want to stay in touch with us, though, don't need an iPin. They can text Easy Way to 313131, and they can get updates on everything that's going on Easy Way Broadcasting. They can also text Easy Way to 22828. To subscribe to the emailing list so they can get in their inbox exactly what's going on with Easy Way Broadcasting, all the events, all the programs, all the absolutely wonderful stuff that's going on.
And for Aretha and Jim,
the new
you just
app,
you go to Easy Way Broadcasting.
Can,
yeah, go ahead, Ray.
They can download the app. Just go to their app store and look for Eric Zuli app, and it's available at the Apple site, the Google Play, it's all free, and they can tune into the shows, and then they can go to easywaybroadcasting.com.
And then click on radio, and there we are, Aretha and Jim.
Exactly. A new site, moving faster, doing more stuff, and that's how you can keep up with Eric, with Jim, with Aretha, and all things Easy Way. There's a lot of stuff going on. A
lot of stuff. I don't know. Do we have Eric was going to call. I don't know if we have him around. Eric,
yeah.
Are you on? Oh,
yeah,
there he is.
I'm here listening to how much better the show is getting. It was great when it first started, but like everything, show continues to advance. Hello, everybody. Hello, Baby Boomer fans. Baby Boomers Live is just rocking and popping. I'm Eric Zuli, a.k.a. EZ, the CEO of Easy Way Broadcasting, and I just wanted to say hi to Aretha because I haven't talked to her in a while.
Yay, Eric.
So I wanted to jump on real quick and very slowly because you guys have baby boomers and I'm not used to baby boomers, so I'm going to talk slow so they can understand
slow and easy.
Everything.
Because we forget and we can't hear. Hey,
what? So I wanted to talk a little bit about the site, and I wanted to thank mypocket.org as well as Gucci Design, our sponsors, for everything that you guys are seeing. The site is a full-fledged network that will – anybody that wants to follow Easy Way, everything from our calendars, we're in the midst of launching a magazine. Our radio station is very simple now. You just go to easywaybroadcasting.com, click on radio, and then it'll take you to the scheduled of guests that are coming up, the up-and-coming guests, as well as all the archive shows via the player. Our Twitter and our Facebook is right next to that. You can subscribe if you're enjoying what you hear, which is all linked to my application, which you can download by, like Aretha said, searching E-R-I-C-Z-U-L-E-Y on your Apple or Android store, which is Google Play or Apple Store. All the shows are listed at the bottom, and you can pretty soon, in the next couple of days, we'll be able to click on Baby Boomers Live, and they'll have their own page. Everything will be ready to go, all their future guests, all their past guests, anything that really you want to know about Baby Boomers Live will be on that show card. And then we have a news coverage section, which we recently, you know, my dad did an amazing job. And I want to thank you, Dad, because you always are holding the camera. You're always networking. You're always there supporting us. You've been there since the beginning. You were our initial investor until we got now to the point where we're incorporated and we're getting other people that are wanting to get involved. Now we're moving into potential dish television and all this amazing stuff. And so we have a news coverage section where you're going to see a highlighted featured event of whatever we do throughout the month. This month, it's the Actors versus Artists, One Child at a Time, Celebrity Flag Football Game, supporting the Los Angeles Children's Trust Fund. We also did the Jonathan Foundation's fundraiser, supporting kids with autism and learning disabilities. You guys had an amazing guest on, which basically does that, only fishing. I want to go fishing. I've been looking for my pole when I was listening to the show. We also have the mayor of Beverly Hills, Julian Gold's first word ever when he became the mayor. We were the first ones to get that. And then we have all the coverage of everything that you hear us talk about on social media, which is a reach to about 400,000
people is there on the news coverage section. And then you can scroll down, and then we're in the midst of finishing all this. We have our Easy Way promotion section, which is the marketing, PR, advertising section of the network. And it's really the core of our business that keeps the lights on and everything. And we do everything from social media consulting, event producing, and PR and marketing to simplify things. And there's four boxes you can click on to see everything going on, as well as social media skills. There's little tips and tricks we're going to be putting out for people. We also have a group. Now, I want to throw this out there. There's been so many testimonials, which we're going to be putting together on the site soon, of people that have met agents and gotten jobs, people that have gotten in with major networks and became hosts, people that have gotten funding for their films, people that have – I mean, we are an organization and a network that collects like-minded – that connects like-minded individuals to other like-minded individuals. And we have an organization called Easy Way Cares, and right now it's supporting over 27 different nonprofits. And we're supported by a lot of people in the industry that are very, very influential, like Aretha Gray and like my dad. He's with Knights of Columbus. We're working on something with the Special Olympics. We're working on things with sex trafficking and learning disabilities and homelessness and hunger. And, you know, Easy Way is just really trying to make a difference. So we're in the midst of creating a catalyst nonprofit situation where we'll be able to help all the nonprofits out there by raising awareness and funding. We do work with funding situations as well. And so when you go to the site, you'll notice, thank you to Gucci Design and you know, thank you to Dante and the whole team and everybody that's really pushing on this every day, that it's loading up a lot faster. It's being more social media interactive. We're reaching about 250 people a day right now, and we haven't even put a campaign or email blast or anything really out yet. This is just pure word of mouth. So we're expecting about probably 150,000 to even a half a million a month within this year, as far as how the traffic is increasing steadily every day. So I don't want to take up all the time. Baby Boomers Live, love it. Check out my show on this Thursday, 10:30 a.m. If you guys remember the workout program Insanity that's on television, we have some of the founders and some of the bigger people with the organization that works with them. And it's going to be an insane show. And we also have the CEO, the president, I hope this is confirmed, but if we can get her, she's the CEO and president of a network called Transformation Radio, Transformation Network. They have over 30 shows. They've been around for 10 years, and it's doctors, lawyers, very, very you know, high-profile people with just – it's like our network, but they're a podcast radio network as well. They're just a little bit more established than us on a radio perspective. They have their own network.
Actually, Eric, I'm going to be on there tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
Oh, you are? Which show?
Oh, no, don't ask me. Dr.
Pat?
Barbara Young. Dr. Barbara Young.
Barbara.
Dr.
Yeah.
Barbara Young. Okay, well, Dr. Pat is the CEO. She's the main person for the network. If you get a chance to talk to her, tell her I said hi. We are in the midst, and we're talking to them about collaborating and working some great stuff. And, Aretha, whenever you're going to be on a show like that, whenever you're going to be on something, you need to let me know. You need to let your boy Easy know so we can put it out to our people and make sure that they know that you're going to be out, because I know you'll be supporting us as well. And we're proud to have you as a celebrity ambassador as well as a host for Baby Boomers Live. Things are rocking and popping real well. And we'll be moving to television here real soon, guys. So just keep staying in touch, staying in tune. And that's a major network, Aretha, so good get. Congratulations. Tell the show I said hi, and we're full support.
Okay.
Good,
all
good,
right.
Cool.
You guys can have your show back now. Bye.
Thank you, Eric, for stopping in. And Aretha, it's a lot. It's a lot to take in, but it's 13 years in the making, and it's like we said before, it's a different world today with the social media. And you know, Aretha, do you remember the CNN report when that one, I forgot her name, they showed a clip of it the other day. She was sitting there going, asking a question, what is this thing, internet? What are they talking about with the internet? And
right.
How long ago was that when that was a question?
Right, that was a commercial, right. Oh, that was in the 80s. I remember
80s.
Being on the internet connected when nobody knew what the internet was. I didn't know what the internet was, but I was still on it. I try to be a first adapter to almost everything, but like you said, I'm not going to get the iWatch. They don't have to worry about my money for that.
You going to get the pen?
I've got the pen. I've had
the pen
for a while. Yeah, I've got the pen.
Amazing.
But yeah. You know, it's just, you know, we're just moving so much more.
It's moving so much faster. It's unbelievable. And but
yeah.
I'm proud of the baby boomers, Ruth. I'm proud of them because they're not just sitting back. They're getting involved in this stuff. I go to restaurants and I see these people and they're, who knows, 70s, 80s, and they're sitting there with their iPad. So they are online. And the report I did on baby boomers and computers, they are getting involved in purchasing and so on and so forth online. The percentages are really high. So we're keeping up. That's cool. So
we're out of time, Jim, but yeah, I will be on Voice America Radio with Dr. Barbara Young tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
So cool.
I know we got a lot of stuff coming up, so we'll have to have everybody check in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com, check out what's coming up. And Jim, have a great week.
And we'll call it a wrap.
It'll be Monday again. We'll call it a wrap.
All right. Thanks, everyone, for joining us, and we'll be talking to you next week. So long from Baby Boomers Live.
Finally, something to look forward to on Monday morning. I'm Aretha Gray from Betty White's Off Their Rockers, and I've teamed up with Easy's dad, Jim Zuli, to rock your world on Baby Boomers Live. That's right. Every Monday morning at 10 a.m., we will be discussing all things human from a baby boomer's perspective. So, tune in to EasyWayBroadcasting.com on BlogTalkRadio.com to see what Jim and I are up to. Your Mondays will never be the same.
Hey guys, what's up? It's your favorite host, social media networking strategist, and motivational speaker, Eric Easy Zuli. Okay. So check this out. Now you can connect directly with your favorite celebrities, get your own personal video message from myself and other celebrities, including actors, musicians, sports stars, and many more, including stars from Star Trek, Star Wars, wrestling, the NFL, Breaking Bad, Game of Thrones, and much more. Interested? Check out www.celebvm.com. That's www.celebvm.com. Or hit me up on...
Presenting NetworkAroundWheels.com, a groundbreaking networking website that provides businesses and nonprofits with free thumbnail advertising if they uplift and inspire, as well as give back to their communities. For more information, please visit NetworkAroundWheels.com.
Thank you for listening to Baby Boomers Live with your host, Aretha Gray, star Betty White's Out There Rockers, and Easy's dad, Jim Zuli. Like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and keep up with us at babyboomerslive.info. Baby Boomers Live, brought to you by EasyWayBroadcasting.com on Blog Talk Radio.